This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that the leading Republican presidential candidate, who's the former president of the United States, believes that he is being subjected every day and in every way from lots of different sources. He's being subjected to a witch hunt. What do we have in mind when we're talking about witch hunts? Well, you will look at that issue and that question very differently when you read Bill O'Reilly's latest book. It is part of that a series of number one bestsellers that have began with the killing of various prominent people. The new book is called Killing the Witches. The subtitle makes clear what it's about is the horror of Salem, Massachusetts. And he's not talking about Salem today, which is kind of a suburban Boston city with a few museum references to the Salem witch trials, which is what this book is all about. Bill O'Reilly needs no introduction. He has been, for many years, the number one host by far on cable television, one of the most respected and influential news commentators in the country. Bill, congratulations on the new book.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks for having me in.
Were you inspired to take a look at this topic because of the very frequent references by President Trump to this idea of witch hunting?
It was the other way around. He was inspired by me, I think. Look, I decided to write this book because of the cancel culture, which is harming this nation to a degree that not many people understand. It's hysteria. It's corruption. It's being enabled by the corporate media. Lives are being destroyed every day. We have that at the end of Killing the Witches, all of the modern day atrocities that are happening. But I wanted people to understand about their country and how things got out of control fast. So we opened the book with the Mayflower and the 66-day journey from Plymouth, England to Massachusetts, and you did not want to be on that boat, Michael. Everybody thinks Thanksgiving, pilgrims, Mayflower, pass the stuffing. No. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. And when the Puritans got here, they're at each other's throats, half of them die. It was just a frenzy every single day. And that translated later on into the witch hysteria, which took 20 lives. 20 people were executed, hundreds of others thrown into prison, jail, where some of them died. No trial.
So you make it clear that this was not just a handful of people, because there weren't that many people who lived in Salem, Massachusetts.
No.
And this is 1692, just to make it clear,
right.
72 years after the pilgrims landed. But
it permeated all of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. The only reason it stopped was because the loons in Salem accused the governor's wife, Mary Phipps, of being a witch. And that then he was so infuriated by it, the governor, that he stopped it. And there were scores killed and hung in Connecticut and other places. But the point was that hysteria gripped and fear enveloped the new country, the new land. And now we have fear and hysteria again in America. This cancel culture and I give example after example after example. If regular folks, the lives are destroyed, and it's got to stop.
And in terms of what happened in Massachusetts, one of the things I was pleased to see about this book, because this is actually something that opened my eyes. My eyes were opened at taking colonial history in college, is that this was not made up out of whole cloth, and your book is very fair in this regard. There were actually multiple instances of people seeming to be demonically possessed, people writhing and screaming and losing control and looking at one another and thereby losing control and shrieking. And what do you believe, having researched this and written Killing the Witches, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, what do you think was really happening with all of these literally scores of mostly women, but some men as well, who seem to have demonic possession going on?
Well, look, it was a superstitious age, and witch burnings in Europe numbered into the thousands. In England, you were not allowed to burn a witch. They were hung because the king dictated that witchcraft was a crime against the crown. Where in Europe, Germany, and France, it was a heresy. It was religious crime. So when the hysteria broke out in Salem, it broke out because these children who started it were miserable. They were oppressed. They couldn't play. They couldn't sing. They couldn't do anything because the Puritan culture, it just crushes people with the you can't do this, you can't do that. So they basically started a movement that was exciting for them. The kids got attention. It was, you know, they got status. People feared them. And these girls, these young girls, they put on these histrionics, and the clerics wanted to believe this. People believe what they want to believe to this day. And there was an economic component, that if you were accused as a witch, the local government seized your house, your land, your assets, your money. And then they divided it up among themselves, and they all got rich.
Well, you also talk about and acknowledge there's not only an economic component, there was a racial component because of a slave woman from Africa named Tituba, who was held responsible for having brought witchcraft to Massachusetts. You found out some fairly compelling information about her, didn't you?
Yes, and it wasn't that hard. It wasn't like Killing the Killers, two previous Killing books down, where I had to go and ferret out all of this national security stuff to tell a reader how the United States was wiping out the jihad. Here, every word in the witch trials was taken down by scribes in the courtroom. And those original transcriptions are in New England museums, and we got them all. So there's no exaggeration. We didn't have to make anything up or speculate. And this slave that you refer to, Tituba, came from Barbados and brought these superstitions. Some of them were voodoo, some of them were witchcraft, and told the stories to the young girls who were excited by the stories and then incorporated them into their accusations. And meanwhile, these people, they're just living their lives, and all of a sudden the constable shows up and says, "You're under arrest for being a witch." And they go, "What?" And then 2 weeks later, they get a noose around their neck.
And at the end of the book, there are additional passages about, the case that inspired The Exorcist, best-selling novel and books and more.
The linkage I make, first of all, I just want to make this point. There were good people in Salem, and they knew this was just homicide, what was going on. But if they, when they spoke out, they were then branded a witch. So everybody was scared. It's like today, you speak out against the cancel culture, you're a racist, a homophobe, whatever it may be. I've been doing this for 26 years, this new analysis. Every day of my life, I'm smeared. Every day of my life.
And we will go on to how does that apply to our political situation right now. that with Bill O'Reilly, the author of the really sensational new book, Killing the Witches. Posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with Bill O'Reilly.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The great soundtrack of a great, great movie. Maybe the greatest horror movie ever made. It's called The Exorcist. It is referenced extensively in the new book, Killing the Witches. the horror of Salem, Massachusetts, because one of the things that William Peter Blatty and William Friedkin, who were behind the movie and the novel researched by and written by a devout Catholic, William Peter Blatty, part of what they were concerned about was the real record of demonic possession, which didn't end in Salem, Massachusetts in 1692, which is the subject of Bill O'Reilly's most recent book, and it's going to be a number one bestseller, as most of his books are, but this one for sure, because it's fascinating material. It's called Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. And we were just in the process of connecting some of the reports of demonic possession, which continue here into the 21st century, and which gripped in fear and horror and hysteria the small town and then the entire colony of Massachusetts in the 1690s. What about that similarities between reports of demonic possession that persist in our world and what they experienced in Salem?
Okay, so if you are accused of a witch, that means you are in the league with the devil. You are doing the devil's work. That's the definition of a witch. And in modern America now, there is a remedy for cases that can't be explained by psychiatric care or medical care. There was one, and this is the basis of the book The Exorcist, in Maryland, 13-year-old boy named Ronald Hunkler, who underwent a ferocious procedure by 8 Jesuit priests in St. Louis, because the boy had physical injuries, he was speaking in Amharic, he was doing all kinds of things, hurting himself, and 3 months the Jesuits tried to get the devil, the spirit, the demon, whatever you want to say, out of him. We get into that because Hunkler's life, and we chronicle what happened to him after this thing, was so bizarre. And when people bring up witchcraft, a lot of times they'll bring up demonic possession. And most people don't believe that there is an act of evil, a devil, and they don't believe it. They simply reject it out of hand. But when you see what happened on that movie set, and you're a movie guy, you know Friedkin didn't believe in anything. 8 people died on that set during the filming of The Exorcist. And Friedkin himself, when we talked from him, he chronicled bizarre stuff that went on, and he attributes it to some supernatural thing. So I combine that with the real life case of Hunkler just to say that this witchcraft deal, this demonic possession deal, is not over. It's active to this day.
How did the people die on the set of Exorcist?
And in all different ways, and we chronicle that, all different ways. Heart attacks, accidents, all of that. I mean, there's so many bizarre things when you read the end of it that even if you are an atheist, you don't believe in anything, and you will never believe because you don't want to believe, then when you go back and see what the chronicling is, you know, by people who don't have an agenda, they don't have a pro-faith agenda, pro-God agenda. I mean, it's pretty troubling.
And there are pictures of Father William Bowden who...
Yeah, we got it all. We got their diaries. We got everything they did because they were required, because the Catholic Church is so, so cautious in these matters. They were required to write down everything that happened, document what happened with witnesses and the parents of the boy and the relatives of the boy, and it's on and on and on and on. And the Washington Post actually broke this story in the legitimate press, which was a legitimate press back then, okay, in the 1950s. It isn't any longer. But they broke the story. And they ran it as a hard news story, the Washington Post.
You spoke earlier today, and certainly you reference with your new book, Killing the Witches. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. You reference the cancel culture as the 21st century equivalent of the witchcraft hysteria of the 1690s. What are the two most horrifying, unjust, appalling examples of the cancel culture that you would cite?
Okay, page 266, Killing the Witches, Doug Adler. He's a broadcaster for ESPN. He's covering a Serena Williams tennis match. He says on the air, Ms. Williams is using guerrilla tactics, like guerrilla warfare, hit and run, G-U-E-R. A New York Times stringer accuses Adler of calling Serena Williams a gorilla, G-O-R, okay? Yeah,
no.
It's funny, but it's not.
But what happened to the guy?
Adler gets fired the next day by ESPN. He then has a heart attack and almost dies. He has never received an apology, never been hired back. This is an unbelievable example of a witch hunt cancel culture, and this guy doesn't know what hit him. And then, in Northern Virginia, a teacher, Kimberly Williams, young teacher at Parkview High School, Loudoun County, okay? One night, police come to her house, rescue her, because one of her students accused her of inappropriate behavior, book her, she's fired by the school district, she's shamed, can't come out of her house, and then 2 weeks later the charges are dropped because there's absolutely no evidence at all against her, but she doesn't get her job back, and she has to sue, she wins $5 million. Yes,
what was she accused of exactly?
She was a high school teacher.
Yeah, and what was she accused of?
I don't even want to tell you.
Okay.
Because it's not fair to her. And I don't even have it in the book. I just say she was accused of inappropriate behavior with a student. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It was nothing to it. It was like the girls in Salem. And her whole life is ruined to this day. Those are two examples, and we got plenty of others in there. This is a cancel culture. These people can't defend themselves. Very few Americans can defend themselves. They come after you and accuse you, you're done. This is wrong.
And the perspective is invaluable in terms of killing the witches, which has to do with the reactions of people years later to the witch trials of Benjamin Franklin and particularly James Madison, John Adams, even Thomas Jefferson. All this in Bill O'Reilly's latest book, Killing the Witches. Bill, Godspeed to you. Stay safe from the cancel culture and all malevolent forces. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. House Republicans holding their first hearing in their Biden impeachment inquiry. They're probing alleged improper gains from Hunter Biden's foreign dealings during his father's time as vice president.
Joe Biden lied to the American people that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that there was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life.
Chair James Comer accuses Biden of exploiting his office for family profit. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding a government shutdown. Gaetz questioned McCarthy about alleged payments to conservative influencers, criticizing him on social media. It's a claim that McCarthy has denied. And the Powerball jackpot is nearing the billion-dollar mark once again. With no winner in last night's drawing, Saturday's top prize is estimated at $925 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I was trying to think as to whether there was some kind of inoffensive way to do a segue from talking about the Salem witch trials and the Salem witch executions. There were more than 300 different people who were put under suspicion, who were investigated for witchcraft. And that was a significant portion of the Salem population at the time. In any event, to try to relate that to what went on last night at the Reagan Library. Reagan Library, a great location, a great institution. And some of the people who are running for president, I have great and profound respect for, particularly Vice President Mike Pence, who's going to be joining us live tomorrow on the radio show. And he was one of those people, it seems to me, who escaped with most of his dignity intact from what was a disastrous outing last night. And again, among the very, very biggest losers, there were some of the people on stage who hurt their own cause very badly. And I think one of them is one of my favorite candidates, Tim Scott, who was better than the image of Tim Scott you saw last night, which didn't work for him. The other biggest losers, it seems to me, aside from Vivek Ramaswamy, who, as I said, went directly from being irritating in the last debate to being insufferable in this debate, where you really just want him to go away. I mean, please stop. Stop it. Leave. Depart. Drop out of the race. In any event, part of what went wrong, you actually have to ask what came over these people. And what came over the moderators, who included, Ilya was one of the moderators from Univision, who spoke with a very thick Spanish accent and was difficult to understand on many occasions. And yes, I understand that Fox Business and Fox wanted to appeal to a Spanish-speaking audience, but surely there are better ways to do that than by putting someone on air as one of the three moderators who has a real comprehension problem. Not that she couldn't comprehend, but it was tough to comprehend her and her reference to names and places and specifics. And beyond that, with Dana Perino and Stuart Varney, who are both outstanding journalists, they're wonderful people too, and they had no control over what went on, because there was not one moment of breakdown. There were many moments that sounded, well, like clip 24. Listen.
It's not the fault of anybody who's involved.
Some of us are tainted with Bob Ryan.
Excuse me. Thank you for speaking while I'm interrupting.
You said Bob Tapel.
If I may finish.
You can't be on both sides.
Gentlemen, you'll have your turn.
One of the challenges is that we should have a
focus on the issues that matter.
We know
the business in China. Everybody knows that.
If I may address.
Focus on holding Joe Biden accountable. That's what we need to be.
I actually agree with Ron DeSantis.
When everybody speaks at the same time, no one can understand.
Exactly.
Everyone speaks at the same time, no one can understand you. Can you imagine? And what's interesting is I was watching the debate with supertitles, with the subtitles they put on. And even the people who are trying to do the subtitles couldn't follow that. It's just disastrous. And again, especially after the first segment, where they had a break, and they have, I think, a total of four breaks in the evening, the fact that they didn't stop some of the serial offenders, and one of the offenders here was Tim Scott, who has basically run his entire campaign as a more optimistic, more positive, more gentlemanly, look at how wonderful America is, basically a more positive candidate, didn't come across that way last night. Not at all. And the key winner, it seems to me, who advanced his own cause, despite the fact that he said some things that were awful, was Ron DeSantis. And what you saw at the very end, last question of the debate, which should have ended with closing statements, giving people a chance to at least make themselves heard, make their pitch. The last question of the debate was posed by Dana Perino. And Dana Perino, who was a former press secretary for President Bush, she asked a question saying that at this point, because President Trump has such a dominant lead, the new polling shows it's not that dominant at all, not in New Hampshire and not in Iowa. But in any event, she asked the question, okay, President Trump has this big lead. No one's going to stop him unless somebody drops out, unless there is more of a unification of the anti-Trump vote, which does probably still represent a majority of the Republican Party and certainly represents a majority of the country. She then asked the question, which of the candidates who are up here should be voted off the island? And when she asked that question, immediately Ron DeSantis capped what had been a very successful night for him, it seems to me, by taking command. He says, no, I'm not going to do that. We shouldn't do that. That's insulting to us up here. That's the wrong way to leave the debate. And it just taking charge sounded presidential. And the idea that if we have that, let's listen.
None of you have indicated that you're dropping out. So, which one of you on stage tonight should be voted off the island? Please use your marker to write your choice on the notepad in front of you. 15 seconds. Starting now, of the people on the stage, who should be? I'm absolutely serious.
With all due respect, I mean, we're here, like, you know, we're happy to debate, but I think that that's disrespectful to my fellow competitors.
Nobody wants to participate.
Let's do some questions. Let's talk about the future of the country.
Yeah, and that was disrespectful, too. Now, speaking about disrespectful, Governor DeSantis, despite a vastly improved debate performance, had his own moment of disrespect. Listen, this is clip three.
It's in our interest to end this war, and that's what I will do as president. We are not going to have a blank check. We will not have U.S. troops, and we're going to make the Europeans do what they need to do. But they've sent money to pay bureaucrats' pensions and salaries and funding small businesses halfway around the world. Meanwhile, our own country is being invaded. We don't even have control of our own territory. We have got to defend the American people before we even worry about all these other things. And I watch these guys in Washington, D.C., and they don't care.
Okay, they don't care that our country is being invaded? And Senator Scott offered at least one attempt at an answer. Quickly, this is clip six. Well, we will get to that. And more last night. Again, change in the presidential race and the shape of it? Yeah, I think so. Hal, we'll get to that.
800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, one of the people who was responding to the debate last night and is a pretty good television communicator was Governor Gavin Newsom of California. He's all over the place. And again, he keeps saying he's not running. He's supporting President Biden, who he considers to be the best president of the 21st century. And okay, fine. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom's going to be debating Ron DeSantis, which would probably help both of them. That's coming up in November, and that's already scheduled on Fox. It's going to be moderated by Sean Hannity, who I'm sure will do a better job than the moderation last night, which was just feeble. They couldn't get control of the proceedings. And one of the things that I think is going to be dramatic about that debate, and one of the reasons that I believe it will help DeSantis is because if DeSantis can handle Gavin Newsom, and I'm sure that he can, if he's prepared to handle Gavin Newsom and he does so effectively, then it's going to be much easier for him to come up against Joe Biden in a debate. And again, there would be less reason. One of the things that you've got to wonder about is, will Joe Biden agree to a debate with Donald Trump? Or frankly, will Donald Trump agree to a debate with Joe Biden? Donald Trump's already indicated that he's not going to be participating in the third debate, which is scheduled for November 8th, which is just about exactly a year before the election. The fact that we're in the midst of this election madness right now, and it's 14 months until we have election day. This is something wrong with the American system. One of the things that really should be done is to try to shorten this entire process, which just goes on too long. Talking about cancel culture, again, great other democracies, including Great Britain and France and Germany and Canada and Israel and you name it, get their elections done in a matter of weeks. And we spend years in the process, and it's not particularly healthy, especially with the expenditures of billions and billions of dollars, much of that money from various special interests. Okay, when you had Governor DeSantis,
who was saying that people in Washington don't care about the American people. They only care about other countries, meaning Ukraine. And that's why they're not dealing with the border. They're too preoccupied with Ukraine. Senator Tim Scott had, in part, this response. This is clip six.
At the end of the day, 90% of the money that we send over there is actually in the form of loan. It's not actually not being paid by Ukraine. It's paid by the NATO, our NATO allies.
So I think it's a good topic.
I think it's a really good topic. I will say, let's debate the fact that our national vital interest is in degrading the Russian military. By degrading the Russian military, we actually keep our homeland safer, we keep our troops at home, and we all understand Article 5 of NATO.
We have when to level with the American people.
I thought you said something about waiting until your turn to talk. So at the end of the day, I'm going to finish my... I'll be happy to debate.
Go ahead and I'll respond.
I'll look forward to this one right now. So at the end of the day, when you think about the fact that if you want to keep American troops at home, attack on NATO territory would bring us and our troops in. By degrading the Russian military, we reduce, if not eliminate, an attack on NATO territory.
Okay, the Nudnik, and that's Vivek Ramaswamy, who, again, is just insufferable. And what the hell are you doing, Dana Perino? What are you doing, Stuart Varney? As soon as he starts interrupting Senator Scott, who clearly had the floor, cut off his microphone. I mean, it's completely outrageous. This is childish. And again, DeSantis did a better job than the others in actually insisting on a little bit of a modicum of order. He was also very effective and more aggressive in calling out Donald Trump by far than he had been previously in the campaign. For instance, he had this to say about President Biden and President Trump being missing in action. This is clip 17.
The people in Washington are shutting down the American dream with their reckless behavior. They borrowed, they printed, they spent, and now you're paying more for everything. They are the reason for that. They have shut down our national sovereignty by allowing our border to be wide open. So please spare me the crocodile tears for these people. They need to change what's going on. And where's Joe Biden? He's completely missing in action from leadership. And you know who else is missing in action? Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record where they added $7.8 trillion to the debt.
Okay, that's $7.8 trillion during the Trump administration. Chris Christie also lashed out against Trump with a prepared... canned, witty line, that didn't exactly hit its target. It fell flat. But here's Chris Christie with his criticism of Trump, clip four.
We need law and order back in our suburbs. People are threatened there. We need it in our rural areas. People feel threatened there. And we need it in Washington, D.C. also. And Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching. Okay? And you're not here tonight. Not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
It sounds better with the sound effects. Then he talked about Trump hiding behind the walls of his golf clubs. And golf clubs meaning not the instrument with which you hit the golf ball, but the institution in which you play golf. This is clip 16.
None of them are willing to take on the difficult issues. They just want to keep kicking the can down the road. And the inflation that Nikki spoke about is absolutely right, and it's caused by government spending. And that's why people all across this country are suffering tonight. And yet we don't get any answers because Joe Biden hides. in his basement and won't answer as to why he's raising the debt the way he's done. And Donald Trump hides behind the walls of his golf clubs and won't show up here to answer questions like all the rest of us are up here to answer. He put $7 trillion on the debt. He should be in this room to answer those questions for the people you talk about who are suffering. And if the government closes, it's the blame. It is to the blame of everyone in Washington, D.C., who has failed to do their job and just plays to the grandstand.
Okay, again, the people talking over one another. There's a simple way to deal with this, which is to basically keep the microphones off for people until they get recognized. And then you press a little button and you turn it on. But they had all the microphones on at once, and they had many, many sections of the people talking at once. The next debate, which is coming up in Miami, it's coming up on November 8th. Will Trump be there? Trump has indicated no. But as a matter of context, and I haven't even seen this yet, I just came up on the screen. Ben Shapiro had this to say, and my friend Ben said that debate was an S asterisk show, obviously, but it's also clear that there are only two candidates on that stage running for president. DeSantis and Haley. Quick grades, DeSantis B+, Haley B-, C+ for Christie, C for Pence, D for Scott, D for Burgum, and he didn't put Ramaswamy. But you could put on Ramaswamy. Oh, he said Vivek C+. I think that's much too generous. One of the things about Vivek Ramaswamy was it was tough not to notice his hair and how it changed. He came on, it looked like his hair had been glued to the top of his head, and it was about 4 or 5 inches above his skull level. And then after the first break, they adjusted it. But you couldn't adjust the content, alas. So where do we go next, and what about this idea of Glenn Youngkin coming in, and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth?
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.